we often have no problem coming through for others in their time of need. In fact, it makes us feel good when our strength is needed. But what's more challenging is to be on the receiving end of help. To be sure, there's some all too willing to take help from others, neglecting their own responsibilities and becoming utterly dependent. Want to avoid even the appearance of this immaturity, we often then swing to the opposite extreme, resisting help even when there's a legitimate need. Sometimes we go to great lengths to bear our burden alone, rather than just asking someone for help. Perhaps we justify it by not wanting to be an inconvenience, or a dogmatic belief we should be able to do it on our own. But more often than not, pride is at the root of our reluctance. Helping others keeps us in the one-up position. Certainly, humility can be at the heart of our service, but we're likely dealing with pride when we're unwilling to also receive help. Our pride is not a need to be needed and refuses to let others serve us as well. Humbling our pride means graciously asking for and receiving help in our time of need. This is not taking advantage of others and asking them to do things rightly ours or own, but it is recognizing we need a village and for others to help us from time to time. In a way, this is giving others the opportunity to serve and not robbing them of the chance to come through for us. It's allowing them to faithfully use the strength God is giving them. We block their blessing and God's grace to us when our pride keeps us from receiving help. Honor the responsibilities given to you and humble your pride, allowing others to help you along the way.